volatile, lawless Somalia, where, last year, the International Maritime Bureau says pirates hijacked 47 ships and kidnapped 867 crew members. Meanwhile, in neighboring Kenya, property values are soaring. Mwangela Munyoki is a real estate appraiser with Munyoki and Associates.
We are seeing a situation, or experiencing a situation, where a property that was worth 4 million shillings is now worth 8, 9, even 10, and they are buying. So there is that influence of that kind of fund coming into the country.
Government spokesman Alfred Matua says he sees a connection between what is happening on the Somali high seas and the price increases of property being purchased by those he calls foreigners.
They're coming and they're buying the property at any price. So they're coming to a person and asking them, how much is this piece of land? The person says, oh, I'm sorry, this piece of land or this building is already sold for, $50,000. And then they say, okay, we'll give you double and we'll pay cash.
Piracy has increased dramatically over the last 4 years. Some estimates say pirates collected more than $100 million in ransoms in the last 2 years alone. The London-based think tank Chatham House says money raised from pirate activities is helping to pay for Somalia's continuing conflict and supports Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda-linked militia in Somalia. That money is also being invested in the real estate market in Kenya, particularly in an area of the city called Eastleigh, which boasts a huge Somali population. And those knowledgeable about property in Eastleigh say some 65% of the shopping malls, hotels, condominiums, and other buildings that have gone up over the past few years have been built with pirate money. A source close to the pirates tells VOA that a single 10-man pirate team can bring up to $3 million to the Nairobi real estate market each year. The source explains that the money is invested through clan members of the pirates, most of whom are Kenyan citizens. Government spokesman Matua says Kenya is taking steps to monitor the real estate market.
So if you get somebody who is a front, a young Kenyan man who is a front, he'll need to tell us that you own this building, you've been unemployed or used to work as a driver, where did you get, $2 million from if you did not steal it? Did you rob a bank? And so that way we'll catch the real owners of the building and trace the money and find out where the money is coming from.
But the head of the Eastleigh District Business Association says the pirate connection to Nairobi real estate is exaggerated. Hassan Guled says the influx of Somalis into Eastleigh started before piracy became a problem.
There was now a high demand for space, and people were now thinking of definitely buying empty land. And as the demand went up, the prices also went up, shot up. It's very, very true that it skyrocketed. And the pirates, I think, activities came end of 2007, 2008. By then, most of those buildings were there.
Guled says he thinks crackdowns on Somalis by the Kenyan government are meant to discriminate against the Somali community and divert attention away from Kenyan government corruption and other controversies. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.